This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
July jump in virus cases.
This would not be considered a wave. It was a surge.
New thinking on the spread.
Those aerosols can travel more than 30 feet.
Claim of racial attack.
These men were on top of me asking for a noose.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 300,000 U.S. coronavirus cases in the first week of this month alone. A surge is how Dr. Anthony Fauci puts it.
Within a period of a week and a half, we've almost doubled the number of cases. So we are still knee-deep in the first wave of this.
And the U.S. death toll since the pandemic began now tops 130,000. CBS's David Begno has the latest from one of the country's hot spots, Florida.
The news is not particularly good.
That is the mayor of Miami, Francis Suarez. Hospitalizations here have more than doubled in the last 2 weeks. Now, gyms, party venues, banquet halls, and short-term vacation rentals are closed. Restaurants are being forced to return to outdoor service only.
It changes every single day.
Stephen Bradley owns Clutch Burgers in Coral Gables.
Now you can't be open. It affects everything.
With Florida adding over 100,000 cases in just 2 weeks, hospital officials are worried about staffing and supply shortages at hospitals across the state.
In 2 weeks, the number of virus cases has doubled to more than 200,000 in Texas. CBS's Janet Shamlian spoke to a nurse in the state who got sick.
Patty Peterson is a single mom to two girls. The 29-year-old nurse tested positive for COVID June 26th. She's been in a critical care unit since last week.
It hurts. It feels like someone's stabbing you.
And you haven't been able to see your daughters, have you?
No, I haven't seen them since July 2nd. And they FaceTime me every day crying. Mommy, when are you coming home? Mommy, we miss you.
Peterson doesn't know how or where she got coronavirus, but is now one of almost 8,700 Texans hospitalized with the disease.
CBS's Dr. John LaPook has spoken with some of the scientists who now say virus particles can spread farther than 6 feet indoors and remain in the air.
When we cough or sneeze, larger airborne droplets containing virus can travel, usually up to about 6 feet. But smaller particles can be emitted simply by talking or singing and can go much farther and linger in the air for hours.
They don't fall to the ground in 6 feet, and they can remain in the air for hours and potentially infectious for hours.
What would you like the WHO to do?
Acknowledge that the risk goes beyond 6 feet.
Dr. Don Milton co-wrote the letter signed by nearly 240 scientists from around the world. How certain are you that aerosols are playing a significant role in the transmission of COVID-19 past, say, 6 to 8 feet?
You look at the restaurant outbreak in Guangzhou, several bus outbreaks in China, and it's clear that one person could infect people over much more than 6 feet.
Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says she's tested positive for the virus but has shown no symptoms. In California, the state capital has been closed by an outbreak. Four workers in the assembly testing positive, and an assembly woman says she was exposed to someone with the virus. The EPA has approved the use of Lysol disinfectant spray against the virus, but officials warn the product should not be ingested. Now to Bloomington, Indiana, where local black civil rights activist Vaux Booker claims a group of white men assaulted him and threatened to get a noose.
Let him go, dude. Let him go.
After he and his friends ended up on private property during a lake visit over the July 4th weekend.
They yelled, leave, leave, leave the boy with us. I wasn't even a man, I was a boy. The reason why I'm here today is because folks stopped being bystanders. These people weren't only filming my attack, that they were acting to stop these gentlemen.
At a protest over this in Bloomington, two people were hit by a car. At least one was taken to a hospital. In New York City, the white woman who called the cops on a black man who was birdwatching in Central Park in May is charged with filing a false report. It's a misdemeanor. Amy Cooper's court appearance will be in October. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tells Fox News the U.S. is considering banning the short-form video app TikTok. It's owned by a company based in China.
With respect to Chinese apps on people's cell phones, I can assure you the United States will get this one right too, Laura. I don't want to get out in front of the president, but it's something we're looking at.
Overnight, the company said it would stop operating in Hong Kong because of a new Chinese national security law. TikTok says it does not want to censor content or turn data over to China's government. New Trump administration guidelines mean international students will be forced to leave the U.S. if their colleges offer classes only online this fall. Harvard University's already said all instruction will be online, but freshmen can come to campus. Correspondent Bill Rakoff has more on a new controversy at Washington and Lee University.
The faculty of the Virginia University is recommending that Confederate General Robert E. Lee's name be removed from the school, but it doesn't necessarily mean such a change will occur. The recommendation was sent to the Board of Trustees, which would have to make any change. A spokesperson for the school says there are no current plans to change the name. Lee is buried in a chapel on the school's campus in Lexington.
The World Series seems like a long time ago.
Swing and a miss! And a World Series!
The defending world champion Washington Nationals will open the abbreviated Major League Baseball season July 23rd against the New York Yankees. MLB released schedules for all teams. And quarterback Pat Mahomes has signed the richest contract in pro sports history, 10 years, $503 million with the Kansas City Chiefs. Overseas, CBS's Vicky Barker tells us a London court's begun hearing an American actor's libel case against a British tabloid.
Johnny Depp and ex-wife Amber Heard arrived at the high court separately. He in dark glasses and a dark face mask. She with her nose and mouth covered by a red silk scarf. He is suing the Sun tabloid for calling him a wife beater. Depp and Heard have each accused the other of verbal and physical abuse during their short marriage. He is also suing her for allegedly defaming him in a separate article.
It's Ringo Starr's 80th birthday. The Beatles drummer usually celebrates with a big event, with performances from friends. This year, because of the pandemic, it is a virtual show to raise money for charity. Paul McCartney among those joining in. They lived together, they died together. CBS's Jim Crisula with more on twin brothers who made news over the years.
Ronnie and Donnie Gellion, the world's longest surviving conjoined twins, have died in hospice care in Dayton, Ohio at the age of 68. They were born joined at the abdomen in October of 1951. The brothers appeared in carnivals and circuses as a sideshow attraction and source of income. They retired from the entertainment industry in 1991. They lived alone until 2010, when health problems prompted them to move in with family members. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
A retail group representing Target, Home Depot, and other major chains is urging governors to mandate mask wearing in public. The organization says differing rules has made it frustrating for workers and customers. And today's being called Blackout Day, a day protesters want people to shop only at businesses owned by blacks. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.